Come on, Leonard. This is obviously about Penny.
It doesn't matter. The woman's not interested in me. The woman rejected me.
Okay, look. I think that you have as much of a chance of having a sexual relationship with Penny as the Hubble telescope does of discovering at the center of every black hole is a little man with a flashlight searching for a circuit breaker. Nevertheless, I do feel obligated to point out to you that she did not reject you. You did not ask her out.
You're right. I didn't ask her out. I should ask her out.
No, that was not my point. My point was, don't buy a cat.
No, but you're right. I should march over there and ask her out.
Oh, goody, we're getting a cat.
Oh, hey, Leonard.
Good afternoon, Penny. So, hi, hey. I was wondering if you had plans for dinner.
You mean dinner tonight?
There is an inherent ambiguity in the word dinner. Technically, it refers to the largest meal of the day whenever it's consumed. So, to clarify here, by dinner, I mean supper.
Supper?
Or dinner. I was thinking 6:30, if you can go, or a different time.
6:30's great.
Really? Great.
Yeah, I like hanging out with you guys.
Us guys?
You know, Sheldon, Howard, Raj, who all's coming?
They might all be there. Or a subset of them might be there. I mean, algebraically speaking, there are too many unknowns. For example, Sheldon had Quiznos for lunch. Sometimes he finds that filling, other times he doesn't. It's no fault of Quiznos. They have a varied menu.
Okay, whatever. It sounds like fun.
Great. Did we say a time?
6:30.
And that's still good for you?
Fine.
Because it's not carved in stone.
No, 6:30's great.
I'll get my chisel.
Why?
To carve the... Okay, I'll see you at 6:30. How do I look?
Could you be more specific?
Can you tell I'm perspiring a little?
No. The dark crescent-shaped patterns under your arms conceal it nicely. What time is your date?
6:30.
Perfect. That gives you 2 hours and 15 minutes for that dense molecular cloud of Aramis to dissipate.
Is it too much?
Not if you're a rugby team.
By the way, if it should ever come up, you didn't join us because you stuffed yourself with a chicken carbonara sub at Quiznos.
Why would I join you?
No reason. Oh, you know what? Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, no. Well, now, there's always the possibility that alcohol and poor judgment on her part might lead to a nice romantic evening.
You're right. Alcohol, poor judgment. It could go well.
Of course, there's the other possibility that this date kicks off a rather unpleasant 6 months of the two of you passing awkwardly in the hall until one of you breaks down and moves to another zip code.
You could have stopped it. It could go well.
If I could have, I would have.
I mean, I'm a perfectly nice guy. There's no reason we couldn't go to the restaurant and have a lovely dinner. Maybe take a walk afterwards. Talk about things we have in common. You love pottery? I love pottery. You know, there's a pause. We both know what's happening. I lean in. We kiss. It's a little tentative at first, but then I realize she's kissing me back. And she's biting my lower lip. You know, she wants me. This thing is going the distance. We're going to have sex. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Is the sex starting now?
I'm having a panic attack.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you calm down.
If I could calm down, I wouldn't be having a panic attack. That's why they got a panic attack.
All right. Sit down. Yeah, sit down. Now, close your eyes.
Why?
Just do it.
Okay.
Now, try to increase your alpha wave activity. What? A biofeedback technique. It's relaxation through brainwave manipulation. I read a paper about it in Journal of American Neuroscience. It was a little sparsely sourced, but I think the basic science is valid. I probably have it here somewhere.
Who am I kidding? I can't go through with this. You need to call her and cancel.
Me?
Yes.
What should I tell her?
I don't know. Tell her I'm sick.
Okay.
Not the kind of illness that will make her want to come over and take care of me, but nothing so critical that she'll feel uncomfortable going out with me in the future if I want to try this again.
Got it. So I'm assuming nothing venereal. I'll just tell her that you had a routine colonoscopy and haven't quite bounced back.
Give me the phone.
I thought you wanted to cancel.
I can't, because if I don't show up, she'll still be expecting you.
Why would she be expecting me?
Stop asking me all these questions. I need to take another shower.
So are the rest of the guys meeting us here?
Oh, yeah, no. It turns out that Raj and Howard had to work, and Sheldon had a colonoscopy, and he hasn't quite bounced back yet.
Oh, my uncle just had a colonoscopy.
You're kidding. Well, then that's something we have in common.
How?
We both have people in our lives who want to nip intestinal polyps in the bud.
So, what's new in the world of physics?
Nothing.
Really? Nothing?
Well, with the exception of string theory, not much has happened since the 1930s, and you can't prove string theory. At best, you can say, hey, look, my idea has an internal logical consistency.
Well, I'm sure things will pick up.
What's new at the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, not much. Well, we do have a chocolate key lime that's moving pretty well.
Good. Good. And what about your, hallway friend?
Doug? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's nice and funny, but...
Can I get you started with some drinks?
No. Jesus. You were saying, but...
I'd like a drink.
Just say the butt thing about Doug, and then I'll get her back.
Okay, well, it's just me. I'm still getting over this breakup with Kurt, and this thing with Doug would just be rebound sex.
Don't get me started on rebound sex.
It's my pattern. I break up, and I find some cute guy, and then it's just 36 meaningless hours of, you know...
I'm not sure that I do. Is that one 36-hour experience, or is that 36 hours spread out over, say, one glorious summer?
No, it's usually over a weekend, and trust me, you do not feel good after it.
Well, chafing, right?
Emotionally.
Of course, yeah, emotional chafing. Hey, do you want to see something cool? I can make this olive go into this glass without touching it.
How?
Physics.
Wow, centrifugal force.
Actually, it's centripetal force, which is an inward force generated by the glass acting on the olive. Excuse me. Now, if you were riding on the olive, you'd be in a non-inertial reference frame and would...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Did you spill ketchup?
No.
I'm not okay.
Are you sure you don't want to go to the emergency room?
No, I'm okay. It stopped bleeding.
Oh, but you did throw up. Isn't that a sign of a concussion?
Yes, but I get car sick too, so...
Okay.
Sorry about your car, by the way.
Oh, no, it's fine. You got most of it out the window.
The poor guy on the bike. I had a nice time.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Good night.
Leonard.
Yeah.
Was this supposed to be a date?
This? No.
Oh, of course not. This was just you and me hanging out with a bunch of guys who didn't show up because of work and a colonoscopy.
Okay, I was just checking.
When I take a girl on a date, and I do, she knows she's been dated. Capital D. Bold face, underline, like, dated. I think I might have a little concussion. I'm going to go lay down for a while. Good night.
So, how was your date?
Awesome.
Score one for liquor and poor judgment.